Jehoshaphat, the mongrel cat, jumped off the roof today. Some say he fell, but I could tell he did himself away. His eyes weren't bright like they were the night we played checkers on the train. Well, God bless his soul, it was a tootsie roll, but he's a dead cat just the same. We are living in the future. I'll tell you how I know. I read it in the papers 15 years ago. We're all driving rocket ships and talking with our minds and wearing turquoise jewelry. Standing in souffle, we're standing in souffle. Well, Jake the barber's lonely daughter went down to her daddy's shop. She plugged herself to the barber pole and took a little off the top. There was pressure on the left, pressure on the right, pressure in the middle of the hole. I'm going to Maine on a 40-foot crane. I'm going to use it for a fishing pole. We are living in the future. I tell you how I know. I read it in the papers 15 years ago. We're all driving rocket ships and talking with our minds and wearing turquoise jewelry and standing in souffle. We're standing in souffle. At the all-night picture show, with a grand eye sex and the radio with an X, just to make a young man's pants grow. No top, no bottom, just the hands and feet, screaming the posters out on the street, strangling the curious and the weak. Here we give them what they want to see. Oh, here we give them what they want to see. Oh, we are living in the future. I'll tell you how I know. I read it in the papers 15 years ago. We're all driving rocket ships and talking with our minds. Wearing turquoise jewelry, standing in souffle. We're standing in souffle. We're standing in souffle.
Sending that one out to postal workers everywhere. Former mailman John Prine working with the orchestra. Mishki Broadcast, Black Sheep Network. Number here if you care to call, 646... 646... 646... Oh, shit. You awake out there? Just testing. Back to the news. Put the paper down, honey. Hello. With just 2 years to go, TNN, the Nashville Network. TNN, the Nashville Network? How does that make sense? Oh, the Nashville Network, TNN, got it right. With just 2 years, let's start over. Struggling TNN, which just 2 years ago changed from the Nashville Network to the National Network, announced today that effective June 16th, it will call itself Spike. Spike. The station for men. TNN's ratings have been sagging with an average primetime audience of a little more than 1 million viewers during the first 3 months of 2003, down 16% from the same year. from the same year a year ago. Its more popular programs, Monday's wrestling shows, are off 22% in viewership. They're going to remain on Spike TV, though. Spike will also work with Men's Health magazine to produce segments on fitness, on relationships. New programs in the works include A Guy and His Stuff, about gizmos and gadgets, and Top 10 Things Every Guy Should Experience, which will follow men to a sporting event. Sounds like us, all right. Sounds like they got us pegged. You know, whenever there are these men shows, these shows about guys, these guy shows supposedly representing guys, people like me, I never feel terribly spoken for when I watch them. I never feel, yeah, that's me. If that's supposed to be representative of what I am or what we fellas are, I'm missing it. First of all, going by those shows, we're sort of stupid. We're sort of, we're kind of two-dimensional. And, kind of a quasi-apes, ape-like. Number two, if we're not presently in the midst of bedding some girl, then life's satisfaction quotient is, well, we're scraping bottom. And lastly, we seem to have zero interest in anything approaching or resembling fine art, books, or an appreciation for the aesthetics of anything outside the female breast. But if the reception is decent on ESPN, well, yip-de-dip-de-flippin-doo-da-dee-ski. If this is all true, our weaknesses as a species supersede those of the inhabitants of the Ice Age, I think. And my fear is the guys pulling the strings of the modern men's movement are no longer poets like Bly, but in fact are now Vince McMahon, Rupert Murdoch, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. My guess is they've kidnapped Bly and are pulling out his fingernails for the hell of it. For the hell of it. Do you have as hard a time as I do imagining Robert Bly having his fingernails pulled out? How deep do those things go, by the way? When people are tortured and their fingernails are pulled out, how much fingernail comes out there? Does it go under the skin for quite a ways, or is it what you see? We'll have to pull some out tonight and find out.
You're listening to the Mischke Broadcast.
Doing the news from just outside the front doors, here's Nancy Fox. How's the weather out there?
It's cold. Blustery.
Colder than a brass toilet seat on the shitty side of an iceberg?
You could say that. Mm-hmm. Oh, you did just say that.
Did indeed.
Still windy. Although cloudy, the rain has ended. 36 degrees in the Twin Cities. Airline industry started the day with Northwest announcing major first quarter losses. One Northwest Union representative believes the airline could arrive at bankruptcy by summer. Bobby DePace has been a member of the Northwest Airlines. Bobby DePace. I think he's from out east. You listen and you tell me. He's been with the Machinists Union for 30 years, and he sees the airline arriving at bankruptcy this way.
For them to give us this stuff now, and this would be an educated guess, would be probably June, July, August, the end of the summer.
What do you think, Tom?
Sounds like a Teamster.
Has kind of that East Coast accent.
Sounds like he might have a neighbor in his in the trunk of his car.
He was referring to concessions that the airline is asking certain employees to take. Carrier says it lost $396 million in the first quarter of this year. A bill to install slot machines at Canterbury Park is on its way to the House floor. Last night, the House Ways and Means Committee voted 13 to 12 to approve the measure.
Ways and Means Committee. What the hell does that mean?
That's a good question.
I've never
They find the
that.
Ways, they have the means.
There's something Nazi-like about that.
You think so?
We have the ways and the means.
Especially the mean part. Reminds me of a piano school teacher I once had. Plan creates a so-called racino at the Shakopee Racetrack to be operated by the state lottery. We could still see some rain overnight, down to 33 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy, 45, and more thunderstorms Friday.
Looking
with a
tough,
high of 56.
For you to earn that 10 bucks, though, isn't it?
The Home Depot is more than a store.
Quickly we forget.
It's a lawn and garden fountain of youth.